Archaeologists have been able to figure out when camels were domesticated in ancient Israel. The science is pretty cool. The problem is that it throws several stories in the Torah and Bible into doubt. Or does it? We asked the world's history guy, Chris Wolf, to investigate.
Camels play a significant supporting role in the Bible and its imagery. Think of the three wise men.
Who are you?
We are three wise men.
What?
We are three wise men.
Well, what are you doing creeping around a cow shed at 2 o'clock in the morning? That doesn't sound very wise to me.
Unlike Monty Python's Life of Brian, it's entirely plausible that the wise men came from the east by camel, as suggested by traditional imagery. But the Bible also places camels in many older stories where it seems they don't belong. Domesticated camels are mentioned dozens of times in the age of the patriarchs, like Abraham, Moses, and Isaac, and in the time of the kings, like David and Solomon. Camels have been seen as anachronistic for some time, but now it's been proven beyond reasonable doubt that they were not domesticated in Israel prior to the 10th century BC. In fact, the scientists are sure it happened pretty close to 930 BC, and in one specific location, the copper mines of the Arava Valley.
And we see two different phases. The earlier phase with only donkeys and mules in the archaeological accumulation, and the later phase of the late 10th and 9th centuries with ample camel bones.
That's Erez bin Yosef, one of the Tel Aviv University archaeologists who published the evidence late last year. Apparently you can tell whether a camel was used as a beast of burden by the damage to its legs. The leg bones of a camel hunted for meat look quite different. Bin Yosef says camels may have been domesticated earlier elsewhere in the world, but their arrival in Israel transformed the local economy.
It opened opportunities of trade with the Arabian Peninsula and beyond. The famous incense trade with perfumes from Yemen.
Well, what is myrrh anyway?
It is a valuable balm.
Bible literalists are dismissing the science, but it's not entirely good news for those who believe the Bible is completely mythological either. Some argue that those who first wrote down the oral traditions of the Jewish people simply allowed the context of their own times to filter in. But another argument is that we have, until recently, been completely wrong about the chronology of the Bible. Israel Finkelstein is another archaeologist and Bible scholar from Tel Aviv University.
Well, I don't know when is the time of the patriarchs. That's the problem. I think that we are now liberated from the a little bit naive thinking that the patriarchs can be dated in the second millennium BC only because they appear in the Bible in the beginning and there is a sequential history of ancient Israel in the Bible.
Finkelstein is one of several scholars who in the last few years have argued that the stories of the patriarchs probably overlap in some way with the time of the kings, like David. And he says the evidence, archaeological and otherwise, clearly places those episodes from the 10th century BC onwards. That's hundreds of years after conventional thinking.
I would use this information the other way around, which means the fact that we have references in Genesis, in the time, quote-unquote, of the patriarchs to domesticated camels, is a very good indication that we are relatively late in history, which means that we are not in the second millennium BC.
Finkelstein knows his findings are unwelcome to some, but he says,
I am not in the business of making people happy or unhappy. I am in the business of conducting research.
For The World, I'm Chris Wolfe.